A nonprofit on the Palouse is providing food and hygiene products to the community. It also offers a safe space for all people. NWPB's Phineas Pope reports as part of a continuing series highlighting nonprofits in the Northwest.
Inland Oasis in Moscow, Idaho is tucked behind a tax office and a smoke shop in a small strip mall. Early on a Tuesday afternoon, there was a line of people waiting for the food pantry to open. Inside was volunteer Sally Perrine, who's there about once a week.
I like to help. I have also been low income in the past. I'm well aware that there's a lot of deep poverty in this community.
Inland Oasis prides itself on being accepting of all people. In fact, the Oasis stands for open, accepting, safe, inclusive, and supportive. I sat down with Communications Director Megan Stedman to learn more.
It is an inclusive space. Talk about that. What does that mean?
For us, our core mission is to provide community support and education to the queer community on the Palouse.
Having identification is often a requirement for accessing goods at a food pantry, according to Stedman. She said one of the reasons Inland Oasis does not ask for it is because there are people whose outward appearance or name doesn't match what's on their ID. The pantry's director and manager, Jana Jones, explains another issue.
How do you prove residency if you're homeless? Talk about the target audience that really needs to be able to access a food pantry. And if you can't provide your ID or proof of where you're living, in a lot of places you don't have the ability to access what they've got.
For Inland Oasis to effectively serve the community, the nonprofit relies on the support of volunteers. Jones encourages people to volunteer, even if it's just once, for a couple of hours.
This is a great way to touch people that you might never have contact with. Just 2 hours in the pantry and you can make a difference in somebody's life.
In addition to the food pantry, Inland Oasis also offers support to those questioning or struggling with their identity. That often starts with a conversation at one of the many social events the nonprofit holds. Here's Stedman again.
We've definitely had some folks who are contemplating who they are become more accepting of who they are. There are some people that are like, they come in here, you know, to one of our social events, like, oh, I don't know if I'm gay. I don't know if I'm trans.
I imagine some of those conversations about sexuality and identity can be really challenging, can be really difficult.
Oh, absolutely. Even if we can't tell them what to do, we just want to be able to listen and, you know, offer them a hug if they need it. And we want to be a safe place for them to go.
Some of the social events the nonprofit holds include Inland Oasis Living Room, which encourages people to come and hang out, play board games, and do arts and crafts. There's also Drag Bingo.
Drag has a long history in the queer community, and so we want to continue that tradition and provide community events for people to come and connect, meet people, make friends, you know, form bonds.
For Stedman, connections, friendships, and relationships are at the core of what Inland Oasis does. And she says the more they can let people know they're available for support, the more lives can be saved.
Because there are still a lot of people out there who are ending their own lives because of rejection. And so if we can be a positive voice in a sea of negativity, we want to be as loud as we can be.
The nonprofit is now focusing on creating an inclusive, accessible container garden. They're also continuing to grow their roster of volunteers. In Moscow, I'm Phineas Pope reporting.